The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
We've been dealing with our own storms. Harley Carnes, you've had a big winter storm in the Midwest.
Yeah, this one is so big, they gave it a special name. They call it a bomb cyclone or a bombogenesis because of the way the barometric pressure dropped so severely. Massive air currents rushed into the vacuum. It brought moisture from far, far away. 25 states in the Midwest, from the Dakotas to Texas to New Mexico, Colorado in particular, have some sort of emergency weather situation going on. This is something to think about. Blizzards, floods, a tornado. From the northern Rocky Mountains to Texas and beyond. Winds have been clocked as high as 97 miles an hour. That is well into hurricane strength. There were 200 vehicles stranded on one interstate highway near Colorado Springs alone. Where it's raining, there are floods in neighborhoods and in intersections. Where it's snowing, it's icy, treacherous, severely cold because the wind is so strong. Winter storms like that absolutely kill people. Police are having to use snow cats with treads to find and help the folks.
Wow. That is a big storm. This sounds like an episode of The Soprano. The head of the Gambino family gunned down outside his house.
Yeah, Frankie Boy Cali, that was his name, Francesco. He was 53, said to be the quiet boss of the Gambino crime family. Remember, that used to be John Gotti. He ascended through his marriage into the Inzerillo clan of the Sicilian Mafia. He was a mob boss from the old school. He kept his nose mostly clean and his head mostly down. He ran the organization pretty quietly, and according to the investigators who are, you know, always trying to catch guys like this, he was trying to rebuild the Gambino family. He was only convicted one time of a mob-related crime, but, you know, nonetheless, somebody got to him. In the Toad Hill section of Staten Island, one of the boroughs of New York City, he was shot multiple times, taken to a hospital, and pronounced dead there.
They ran him over, didn't they?
Yeah, well, this is you know, they made sure he was dead.
Unbelievable.
No doubt about it.
Good on you, Harley. Thank you. Alan will be back next week.
Right.
Harley Carnes will be back with you next week. That is dead set, seriously, just like something out of an episode of The Sopranos.